Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Meeting Ike Series Lunch Break Show. My name is Marina Lieros-Naples, and I am your host on this show. And today's show is about self-care. Holistic, creating a balance. So I posted this one in caregiving because we don't do enough caregiving to ourselves. We eat, we sleep, we learn, work, enjoy recreational time. We visit with others and are involved in our community. We care for the youngest amongst us and for the eldest amongst us. We give back. We push forward. We forge on with our quest to spiritually evolve. But there's one thing most of us put at the bottom of our list, and for some of it, it somehow does not even make it on the list. Excuse me. So if this sounds like you, which I'm sure it sounds like many people, is that this is something that you need to hear. Because self-care is something that we give such little thought about. We'll go ahead and put ourselves at the bottom of the list. I'll go ahead and get this one other thing done. I just need to finish this other episode of whatever I'm in the middle of, and we just never get to ourselves. So self-care, it's not just important. It really is vital. We need to balance our sleep and our rest, even to just to zone out, chill, do some relaxing, and what is also known as to chillax. But if we are being honest, we do not give ourselves permission for this self-care. The care that we insist others take, we don't allow for ourselves. We make excuses for overdoing it. We just want it done. We want to tidy up so we don't have to look at it. Because it will bother us knowing it is still there while we are sitting down, knowing if we get up just one more time and put that one thing away, that it feels as though it's staring at us, we will be able to relax better. Otherwise, it's going to drive us nuts looking at it sitting there. And why don't we just let it sit there and be there while we take the time that we need to relax for ourselves? Why? We have excuses. We all have them. Just sit down. I'll take care of that. Oh, here, let me help you. While I'm walking by, might as well pick it up and put it away or toss it in the washing machine or put it in the garbage or the recycle bin because that other person must have missed seeing it lying there, so I'll do it. Or another excuse, I can't stand the mess. Or, of course, we all hear this, I do this for me. But I want you to think about how an empty lantern provides no light. Self-care is the fuel that allows your light to shine brightly. I didn't write that. It's unknown who did. But it is an excellent description about what we need to do to take care of ourselves. Possibly you were raised as I was. It is better to give than to receive. We have all heard this saying since we were young children. We have even repeated it over the years to everybody else. We teach our children this, our grandchildren this, and we believe it wholly. And so what do? We give, and we give some more, and then we do some more. It's a selfless act. It's considered an honorable act. We have to be givers, and therefore, to accept is looked down upon. Or is it? You and I were taught how to give, but were you taught how to comfortably receive? I wasn't. And that's been a real ongoing lesson for me to keep forefront. You know, when I'm going about and doing things, is that I have to allow myself to receive. Because in order for others to give, there has to be people who are willing to receive. And if you're not willing to receive, that means you're not willing, you're not allowing other people to give. So self-care means giving the world the best of you instead of what is left of you. And that saying I got from Katie Reed at a mother thing. So not only learn how to give to yourself, but learn how to allow others, accept it graciously and with thanks. You don't only deserve it, but more importantly, you need it. This is an important lesson and a step we all need to learn in order to take care for ourselves as well as how we take care of others. And then, of course, there are those who take and take and take. What do we do about them? Well, we must also learn to not allow this to happen, to continue if you have someone in around you or a number of people around you that do it. It's really an important lesson of self-care and one we absolutely need to enact in order to be holistic. And holistic is spelled H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C, but it's also spelled with a W, making it holistic. Now, not putting a stop to this from others taking and taking and taking and you keep giving and giving and giving creates an imbalance within and without ourselves and that person. So saying no to others who exercise entitlement way too much, they are excessive. They're a gimme, gimme, gimme type person. They take more than their share. They're too lazy. They rely upon others to do it for them. These people are not givers. And boundary lines need to be firmly established. Go ahead and practice saying no. You can start doing it when you're by yourself if you need to. Imagine somebody's there and they want the things that are asked of you that you're not comfortable in giving. You're too tired to give. You don't have the time to give. You don't have the resources. But you continue to say yes. So practice it until you get good at it. And start with the small things that don't really seem to matter, that you don't have much to lose. And work your way up to the big important things that you need to really be saying no to. Practice makes perfect. And that there are times it might be in a situation that you are in right now that needs to have that line drawn immediately. And you need to say no. So you really have to jump the gun on this and jump in with both feet, draw that line and tell them no. You'll be doing it not only for yourself, but for them too. By allowing them to keep taking keeps an imbalance, not only in yourself, but them too. So you see, setting boundaries and saying no is giving the other person a great gift and giving you one too. Here's another saying I got from Lulu, thegoodvibe.co. I refuse to please others at the expense of my emotional well-being, even if it means saying no to people who are used to hearing yes. Setting boundaries isn't about keeping people away. Rather, it is a powerful act of self-care. Michelle Maros, M-A-R-O-S. So you can't go about seeking peace, balancing your chakras, spiritually evolving, or even to be happy and healthy on all levels if this part of you is constantly pouring out to others without filling yourself back up again. It cannot happen if you do not allow others to fill you back up through giving to you. And when you are given to and have allowed yourself to receive, it is not necessary to give back each time. And that's something a lot of people have a problem with. But think of it this way. You give a birthday present or a housewarming gift to someone. They send you a thank you card.
And then you send them a card back thanking them for thanking you, or, you know, sending back a card, oh, I'm so glad that you liked it, and, you know, I'm so glad, and on and on. You saw or knew their expression when they thanked you, whether it's by card or also just in person, saying it to you, on the phone saying it to you. And I really think that we should stop texting so much things to people. We need more of a personal touch, interaction, that connecting, that bonding. So the old style of sending a note through the mail, everybody loves it because we get bills, we get junk mail. So it's so nice when we see in the mail, we've gotten a thank you card. Here's another one. You're given a gift on your birthday or someone bought you lunch. And what is your response? Because you're uncomfortable. Oh, you shouldn't have is your response. Then you feel obligated to give something back or give that person money or to leave the tip. Let me leave the tip. No, no. They insist. And then you squirm in your seat and you're uncomfortable and you don't know what to do. Here's what to do. Just accept their graciousness with a heartfelt thank you. And feel that grateful, that gratitude in your heart. You deserve that person's kindness and generosity. Let me say that again. You deserved that person's kindness and generosity. Just accept it and enjoy it. If you don't allow them this, you risk making them feel awkward. Allow them the freedom to give to you by receiving, you receiving. And that, my friend, my listeners, is the greatest gift you can give one another. You also giving to yourself by accepting from other people. You learning to stop saying yes all the time. That's a gift for them and for you as well. The greatest gift you can give one another is setting boundaries and also opening up so that others can give to you. If you set boundaries because you're always saying, no, 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 I can't accept this, I can't accept that, oh, you shouldn't have, that's setting a different type of boundary and that's shutting people off. We want to unite with one another. We want to evolve with one another. We want to unify our world, our families, our friends. And it's done by establishing a good balance. We can talk about balance, like I said before, about our chakras and everything, spiritually evolving and getting sleep and rest and eating well. And drinking good filtered water and watching our health and doing all those healthy, good things. We can do it by praying. We can do it by meditation. Practicing Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga, all those other things. We can connect in with that metaphysical part of ourselves, that energy part too, you know, to be able to balance all that. But if we are not balancing our interaction connection with our unity with others by setting good boundaries and opening ourselves to receiving, then we are not following and allowing that holistic whole, that wholeness to come through and be part of ourselves in our world. Because since we're all connected, we're all one, you do for yourself is also what you are adding to that complete energy that we are all part of. It's by you allowing yourself to receive, it's teaching others. It's allowable. So again, it's the greatest gift can give one another. My name is Marina Lieros Naples. Please join me on Thursday at noon for the lunch break show. I hope you listen, and while you were listening and you enjoyed this episode. So So tune in for some more. Bye for today.